Good evening. As Brother Gary announced, the reading text tonight will be coming from Matthew chapter 19, verses 28 through 30. That's Matthew 19, verses 28 through 30. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every man that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And again, that was Matthew 19, 28 through 30.
Good evening. Happy to be with you all here this evening. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come here before you and to learn more about God's Word. I'd like to take this time to thank the elders here at Brown Street for the opportunity that they have given me. I pray that everything said tonight will be pleasing in the eyes of God. If you would, open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is where we will begin this evening. We'll read this passage here in just a moment. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. This evening, I want to talk about one word that is essential for our lives, and that word is encouragement. Today, we live in a world where negativity, doubt, and discouragement are all over the place. However, as followers of Christ, we have the power to make a positive difference through the simple act of encouragement. This evening, I'd like for us to explore what the scriptures teach us about the significance of encouragement and how we could be a source of hope and inspiration to those around us. But before we even dive into the scriptures, we need to know the understanding of the meaning of the word encouragement. Encouragement is defined as the act of uplifting and inspiring others through words, actions, and gestures. It involves recognizing and affirming the value, potential, and efforts of individuals and providing them with motivation and support. Throughout the Bible, we find numerous examples of encouragement. For example, in Acts chapter 4 and in verses 36 and 37, we read about Barnabas, whose name actually translates to son of encouragement. He played an important role in supporting and uplifting those around him, including the apostle Paul. Another example is found in Hebrews chapter 10 and in verses 24 and 25, where Paul encourages believers to consider how we may encourage one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. These verses highlight the importance of encouraging one another in our journey of faith to God. The first point I'd like to look at tonight is how encouragement strengthens our faith. Encouragement has the power to strengthen and nurture our faith. When we face challenges, doubts, and difficult circumstances, a word of encouragement can remind us of God's faithfulness and renew our hope. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verses 1 through 11, we are shown here that we are called as the sons of light and we are not to be of darkness. If you have your Bibles at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'll start reading in verse 1. Paul writes here, Now as to the periods and times, brothers and sisters, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord is coming like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that the day will overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then, let's not sleep as others do, but let's be alert and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let's be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are also doing. In these verses, we can see that by encouraging one another, we build a community that supports each other's faith and helps us grow closer to God. Another point I'd like to look at tonight is that encouragement creates unity. Encouragement advances unity within the body of Christ. When we encourage one another, we break down barriers and strengthen the spirit of love and togetherness. Turn with me to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, I'd like to read verses 5 through 10. Romans chapter 15 and in verses 5 through 10. Starting in verse 5, Paul writes, "Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one purpose and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us for the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcision in behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing praises to your name." Again, he says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people." As we encourage and edify one another, we glorify God and demonstrate the power of his love. There are plenty of other scriptures that command us to encourage and love one another. Doesn't it just make you feel good inside, knowing that you are making somebody else feel good? I know I definitely do. I don't think anybody in this room would disagree. Encouragement truly is for the good of heart, not just for you, but for everybody. Another point that we can look at is that encouragement impacts lives. We should never underestimate the impact of encouragement on someone's life. Often a word of encouragement at a time of need can transform someone's perspective, revive their hope, or motivate them to achieve great things. In Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 25, the writer here reminds us that anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers one another up. Let us strive to be vessels of encouragement, knowing that our words and our actions have the potential to inspire others and bring joy to their hearts. One of our main goals of not just being a child of God, but as people of this world, is to help others, and in a Christian's perspective, to bring more people to God. We have not a single second to waste, for we do not know when the Lord will come. Another point is that encouragement is a command. Encouragement is not just a random act of kindness. It is a blessing given to us by God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and in verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verses 1 through 5. Here we are told, starting in verse 1, "Pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for edification, exhortation, and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. Now I wish that you all spoke in tongues, but rather that you would prophesy. Greater is the one who prophesies than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may receive edification." Each one of us has the ability to speak life, hope, and encouragement into the lives of those around us. Let us be intentional on using God's gifts to us to support and uplift others, showing them the love and compassion of Christ. The last point I'd like to look at tonight is that encouragement comes through prayer. There is a reason that we pray as often as we do, not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, but every day. Prayer has the power to change and impact lives if it is God's will. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verses 4 through 7, we are shown here that we should not be afraid of prayer and that prayer is a way of talking to our God. In Philippians chapter 4, and starting in verse 4, it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In conclusion, encouragement is a powerful tool that can transform lives, strengthen faith, and create unity within the body of Christ. Through our words, actions, and prayers, we have the opportunity to be a source of hope and inspiration to those around us. Let us embrace the great blessing of encouragement, recognizing the significance in our role in building each other up. May we choose to be followers of God's love, spreading encouragement to all who need it. As we do so, we fulfill the commandment of Jesus to love one another and bring glory to our Heavenly Father. This evening, if you are outside of the body of Christ, now is the time to make that correction by being baptized for the remission of your sins so that you can have a home in heaven with Christ when this life is over. If you're here tonight and you have already been baptized into Christ and you have fallen away, you've slipped off that road towards the ultimate prize, there is absolutely no time to waste. We are blessed with the avenue of prayer and would love nothing more than to help you and encourage you in your endeavor in coming back to the fold. If any of these needs are yours, please come to the front as we stand and sing.